commentary. Everybody says you're the star camp. You feel like that right now?
Man, I feel like I'm playing my role. I'm doing the best I can to make this team better, make myself better. So that's how it is.
What's the biggest difference from last year?
We're attacking more as a defensive line, but you know at the same time we're still playing hard, playing a run and trying to do the best we can to keep pressure off the DBs.
What about you personally though?
I feel better.
I mean, I know you dropped the weight, but mm-hmm. just experience or?
Yeah, I mean, experience coming in, knowing what's going on, is really good for us. And just me personally, I just think I'm moving better. I can play more snaps, so it's all positive things for me.
Go through the diet for me. What's a meal, man? You're off barbecue. I read that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what do you eat, and what's different?
Just
run through like a day's worth of chow for me.
A day's worth of chow. I eat a lot of eggs in the morning. Eat a lot of protein, grilled chicken, grilled fish, stuff like that. Trying to cut out the beef and pork and stay away from the fried foods and stay away from the barbecue, and I'm all right.
That's hard for a Memphis guy.
It might be the hardest thing I had to do since I've been here, but it's all right.
So how many days or how many weeks are you clean, man, off the barbecue?
Off the barbecue, I've been clean since I broke OTAs here.
Yeah.
So a pretty long time, but, I mean, like I said, I feel it. I feel better, so it's all for the best.
Yeah, what do you notice the most from the diet change? Like
I said, I feel like I can play more plays, without getting as tired, as exhausted. I feel like, my mind's just staying strong out there. And like I said, I can play more, I can play faster. And it's like that.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost about 15, 20 pounds. So, yeah, I can feel that quite a bit.
You never ask a woman about the weight, but I'm going to ask you about yours.
I'm flowing between 335, 340. Okay. So, yeah, around there.
You were over 350.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So you felt like you were kind of.
I didn't really feel bad in OTAs. I didn't really feel bad, but like I said, I kind of didn't like the number because I gained all my weight when I started lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying, I was putting muscle mass on, and I just didn't like the number. So I just decided. Me and the coaches decided to get it down. So.
You don't think you sacrifice strength at all? I mean, they want you to be this big plugger, and if mm-hmm. you lose weight, you're not as...
No sacrifices at all. I can still lift the same amount of weight. Just a lot of man doing it.
What's the difference coming in this year and just, being that number one guy? Last mm-hmm. year you were behind Toribio for the start of camp and mm-hmm. really learning. Is there a difference in how you're able to approach things this year because of that designation?
Coming in as the 1, 2, or 3, you just got to be ready when your numbers call. When they call you up to play, just got to be ready. You got to know your sign because when you're in there, they're going to coach you like you're a one, no matter what you are on the depth chart. So just got to be ready and prepare like you're that guy either way.
Is there less pressure this year? Less pressure? Do you feel like or not? I mean, you're not coming as the number one guy, number one draft pick.
Yeah, I really didn't feel too much last year. I kind of think pressure is what you make it. So, me personally, I was just going, whether I was the first round pick or the 7th round pick, a free agent, I was going to come back here and work hard either way. So, I'm just trying to make myself better for my team, and it is like that.
Who are you rooming with out here?
Toribio. Man, Toribio. Good guy. He taught me a lot last year, so he's funny, too. So, it's been real nice so far.
You getting dessert, man, or not?
No, man, I'm staying away from it. I'm getting really, really full off baked fish and chicken, so...
Cheat day after that first win?
I don't quote me on it.
Do you get a cheat day on your diet?
I can, but I try to stay away from it because if I cheat, I'll cheat. So I'm trying to stay too far, not too much on it. I might linger around here and there, but not too much.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks. All right.